Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner, and to open our day in history, it is U.B. Blake's Charlestown Rag. U.B. Blake received the Presidential Medal of Freedom on this day from Ronald Reagan in 1981. So we celebrate the great Baltimorean U.B. Blake on this opening of our day in history. And on this day, a number of things interesting happened on this day in history. There was a woman named Mary Ann Shadd. She was a free woman of color who was born on this day in 1823 in Canada. But she didn't just stay in Canada. She founded the first major anti-slavery newspaper in North America in 1821. It's called the Provincial Freeman. And she became just a major leader in the abolitionist movement in this country and throughout the Western Hemisphere. And we celebrate her birth on this day. This is also the birthday of Troy Davis. Troy Davis, we'll all remember, is the man who was convicted and executed on August 19th, 1989, for the murder of a police officer on that day, and Mark McPhail in Savannah, Georgia. He always maintained his innocence. He was mentally challenged. People fought his execution. He was executed, but he was born on this day. The Amnesty International and NAACP and others took up his case to defend him, and he was executed in 2011. This is also the day that in our history occurred here in 19 when Malala was almost assassinated, the young woman in 2012 from Pakistan. On her way home from school, she had written a piece for the BBC on what it was like to live under the Taliban, and the Taliban walked onto her bus, shot her in the head. On that day, she became a symbol for freedom throughout the world, wrote a book, came through this country to talk about that book, and it was on this day in 2012 she was shot in the head on her bus on her way home from school on this day. And also on this day in 1969, and we'll close our day in history, was when the National Guard was called out because of the riots taking place in Chicago around the Chicago Nine, who were being tried. When they stood up to demonstrate at the Democratic National Convention. All that and a great deal more on this day in history. But we just encourage you all now to go to steinershow.org to read the rest of this day in history so we can begin our conversation here about what's happening with our Baltimore City Police. Stay with us. We'll be right back.